I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The United States may have passed the peak of its coronavirus outbreak, but countries like Russia and Belarus still face an uphill climb. Belarus in particular has not prepared well, as large gatherings still have not been banned. Eric Maka of Slavic Gospel Association says,
much like it was during the days of Chernobyl, when the advent of the disaster hit and radiation was beginning to travel throughout the southern region of Belarus. And I think in the next few weeks, we're going to see the same thing, where the lack of response early on, much like it did under Chernobyl, is allowed the virus to be spread pretty significantly.
Would you join with them in prayer? Belarus's most vulnerable will suffer as a result, including the orphanages SGA works with through their Orphans Reborn program. And native languages connect people to relatives, memories, home countries, and the gospel. Transworld Radio now offers programs in 275 languages, an increase from the previous total of around 230. Lauren Libby believes that now, more than ever, people are ready to hear the good news about Jesus.
People are beginning to evaluate their lives and looking for meaning. And that's why when they can investigate the Bible and also investigate biblical materials in their own language, it carries a double impact.
By sharing the TWR 360 app or website with friends, family, and neighbors who speak different languages, you can help this ministry grow. Libby says that TWR hopes to keep expanding their language offerings. Visit missionnews.org to learn more about Transworld Radio and how you can pray for the ministry. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slavic Gospel Association offers My Father's House. It's a devotional written by women for women, and it uses object lessons along with stories of ministry to Slavic women for spiritual growth. Get yours free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.